You truly can create documentaries, African folk tales, and other beautiful stories that you could create with your phone with just 4 apps. The only thing that I want you to do, though, is brace yourself. In order for you to create a story like this one I'm going to show you now, you do need to go through 4 free apps and then use the editing on Canva to make your story come alive. Let me show you how it looks like.
In the heart of Africa, the drum was more than music. It was the voice of the people. Long ago, when quarrels divided a village, an old woman carved a drum from a sacred tree. She said,
"This drum will carry the truth."
When she said the drum was struck, its sound echoed deeper than the ear, like his secret spilled into the open. And so the people learned. Peace does not come from power. In every dance, it reminds us.
Great. Now that you've seen the story, it's time for you to head over to ChatGPT and help him build the story that you either have in your head or one that he can help you build from scratch. So ChatGPT is going to give us an idea of a story, and then we're going to build from there. Once we read through this and we like the story, we can make changes as we go along, but he will create scenes for us and we're good to go. Our next step is to get ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini, whichever tool that you use, to help you write prompts that you're going to use to create images.
Click, play, step in, let's take a ride.
So once you've created your prompts and you have all of your prompts from your images, the last step that you would use with ChatGPT, you would then create the narration. So whoever is going to narrate the story, you create all of those scenes and the narration, and ChatGPT is going to write that for you. That finishes off our step number one. Now you're ready for step number two. Before you leave your ChatGPT, make sure that you copy the image prompt so that you can use it on the next step. And you're going to bounce back between ChatGPT and the image tool. In your PicLumen app or on a browser or any software that you use to create images, in order for you to go to ChatGPT and copy the image prompts and then paste them to the software. So PicLumen gives you 10 credits per day. That means you can create 10 images per day. After you have logged in, you're going to select the create button at the bottom of the page. And then you will see at the corner, you're going to get your 10 credits per day. I've used up mine. But then you're going to paste your prompt at this gray area. Then you're able to go to the settings and adjust your aspect resolution. If you're creating for TikTok, you're going to select 9x16. If you're creating for YouTube, you will create the 16x9 and then make a choice between one image or two images. And just take note, if you choose two images, it's going to use up two of your credits. You can then press the button done, and then you click on the purple button to start creating. And that's pretty much it. You're going to download your images by selecting the three dots, and then your step number two is done. We're ready for step three. It's for you to open the Google Studio, the AI, the one that has Google VO3. The studio looks like this, and it's going to tell you that you're limited. That's fine. You're going to scroll and then you will be able to add your image and then describe the video. So we want to describe the video and we also want to add an image. So we're going to click on the plus sign and we go and we find one of the images that we've downloaded from our PicLumen. I'll add the grandmother and then I'll add a description to say that the elderly lady. So it's important to check and see the size of your video and make sure that it is the size that you want. So if you go to the settings up on top,
you'll be able to choose your aspect ratio. If you're working with YouTube, you'll choose the 16:9. If you're working with the TikTok version, you'll choose the 9:16. You could also pick the duration of the video. I leave it at 5 seconds. And then the frame I can choose, and then we press enter and it starts generating.
Once the video is generated, you can always find it under your Google Drive. The videos are saved there.
In terms of creating your audio, I use 11labs.io and I use the 10 minutes that they give to me for free every month to generate the narration. So you're going to open it up, sign on it, and then go find the different voices that can help with the narration of your story. So I'm going to select the text to speech on my phone, and then I can go and click on one of the characters and start listening to the different sounds and the different voices that I've seen and I like, and then decide on which one I want to go with.
Once I've made my choice, I can go back to ChatGPT and copy all of my narration and then head over to 11 Labs and paste it and create.
Generate speech, and then we wait. At the last part where we combine everything and we create the story. So on your Canva main page, go and open up a video because we want to create this one for a YouTube channel. We're going to click on the video landscape, but if you're creating it for TikTok, then select the vertical format, the 9:16. Once you've opened up your canvas, you can then now upload all of the videos as well as the music, as well as the audio and images, so that you can start creating. So we're going to go over to our uploads, and then we click on upload files, and we go to the device, and then we add everything onto Canva so that we can create.
Of your video editing, it should look something like this, and this has taken me a while to put it together. So if I edit on this video, it's probably going to be longer than TikTok. So if you want me to show you how to do this, write in the comments video editing. And then if I get a lot of people that want to see how I do this, I will create a video for you. In the meantime, I would save this video and start working on my African folk tales. Thank you so much for joining me. I will see you with our next video.